that. Shh, listen up. Shh, do you hear that?
I'm being quiet. I'm trying to listen. So are you waiting on a response?
It's game week! First time since 2019, a Pac-12 game matters! Let's go!
Get paid for like 7 whole summers. Working like a slave, won't sleep until the sun up. Fire in the booth, turn this bitch into a sauna. Moving like a hot boy, certified stunner. I'm the best in the game, so these niggas try one up. Got your girl in the rain, she just looking for a come.
I guess 2020 really on the first, but
it's a non-conference game. Does it really matter? I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if they lose, it definitely matters.
Yep. And if they win, they're supposed to win, and nobody cares. But yes, no, I feel what you're feeling. College football is back. We had 0 week last weekend. Like, I don't know about you guys, but going into it, it kind of came out of nowhere for me. And so I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we got actual college football happening, like, this morning. Let's go! Nebraska! Let's go! And then it's fucking Nebraska and Illinois and the worst football. Like, why would Nebraska-Illinois be anything other than what it was? I don't know what I was expecting, but...
The thing I don't get about week zero, because I'm totally down to being down with the gimmick that is week zero. Right. I could get down with that.
Yeah.
Why are you starting every game within an hour and a half of each other? At like noon is the late kick. Like, okay, right. If you want to get me with these shit games, spread it out.
Yes.
That's how MLB rolls it. Just like back to back games. Just
yeah.
I want to watch football all day. Like, let me watch football all day.
Yeah.
Don't make me pick and choose between these horrible games. If you're trying to feature them, then feature them.
I chose correctly and watched neither of them. So.
Good call. That was a good move. No, I was that way with the Nebraska Illinois game. I was watching it and then slowly started to remember. It's like, yeah, like this is bad.
That's why it was good.
Well, it depends. It depends on how much you hate yourself.
It's Nebraska and Illinois. Like, were you expecting a crisp game? There was like safeties and it was like
first score of the college football year was a safety.
It was, of course.
You didn't even need to watch it. You could watch that game on Twitter and just see all the Scott Frost just getting demolished. And that's how you know how the game's going.
That was a common theme for a few hours, is people just talking about Scott Frost losing his job after the first half of a game.
Like, Scott Frost is going to get fired on the tarmac. We just don't know which tarmac yet.
Which one? Yeah.
Which?
Oh, man. Yeah. And there were people talking about, like, is Nebraska finally going to end their sellout streak? One, the answer is no. But like, the fact that people are talking about that is.
Well, did you see why?
They would have.
Were they
some big alumni donors bought out, like, I don't know how many tickets, but a lot of tickets
to give to like the boys and girls in YMCA.
Yeah, dog. Well, we all know that's how Oregon had their sellout streak going for as long as
absolutely. Like, I've long held there's probably been like 3 real sellouts in the entirety of sports. Ooh. And 2 of them were in like Roman times when we were feeding lions and stuff with peasants.
You don't buy the standing room only?
No, I don't. I don't buy that.
You had to like give them your firstborn for entrance into the Coliseum. That's when sports really mattered.
Absolutely.
And then moving on in the day, we ended up getting to my Bows going up against your Bruins.
I mean, boy. A-clap, baby. Man, that chump belly guy, woo, yeah. He's figured out college football.
Must be nice having your favorite head coach just going from your favorite program to your favorite program. It's just,
I know, man, it just worked out.
Living
gonna
in
disregard dream, the last 3 years, but
I was gonna say, we're gonna disregard that trip to the NFL.
Well, he won 2 games or 10 games twice.
Yeah, I'm trying to disregard that.
And that 40 has there in the history of coaching. Has a cash grab ever been more of a cash grab than him taking that 49ers job? You knew they were going 2-14. The ghost of Bill Walsh wasn't
Urban Meyer this year with Jacksonville.
No, because he's got 3 years to suck. Chip had nothing. They were like, you know what?
He had no chance.
You got no chance. You're just, we have to correct the Jim Tom Sula.
Yeah, I was just going to bring him up. Yeah, that was an interesting run for the Niners because they hired a bunch of guys who they gave no chance whatsoever. Like, we're going to bring you in. We swear we're going to surround you with good people. Like, we're going to give you a chance. And then after like 6 weeks, they realize, oh, this isn't going to work. And they were already looking for replacements, basically.
Well, wasn't that pretty much Lovie Smith's whole career? Any team that hired him was kind of.
You're a spot filler until the college coach we really want is
pretty much
available. Oh, God.
I wish I could remember what it was, but there was some graphic with Jim Tom Sula where they posted it in all seriousness where he was like the all-time winningest 49ers coach or something.
It was like the percentage. Win percentage. After two games. Yeah.
Home games.
He literally had him and Bill Walsh.
So good. So good. Somewhere Dennis Erickson is rolling in his grave.
Yeah. Is he dead?
No.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay. Nothing really else to talk about with that Hawaii UCLA game. I don't feel like we need to go over it. I think people don't need to know about what happened in that game. I think we're cool with that. My Bows came out and showed a lot of heart, a lot of pride, right? And that's all we need to know. We don't need to talk about anything else.
Well, wasn't it breaking in the new coach?
Yeah. Not a good game. Not a good game. DTR, were you impressed with your guy?
He's awful.
He's so bad. Awful. He's still bad. How can you still be bad? You've been the starter for 4 years. Like, how are you still bad? It's amazing.
It does give signs that UCLA is getting better as a team. Sure. But God, the quarterback position is not one that's getting better.
Well, their running game is clearly what's going to take them anywhere if they go anywhere. But like that's, you know, this is one of the things that is great about college football. Because you can't have this in really anything else. Like think about any other sport, even at the college level, you can't have a guy be your starter for 4 years and he's simply terrible. So like DTR starting for as long as he has at UCLA and being bad the entire time, it's not going to happen in pro sports. You're not going to have a job. It's not going to happen in college basketball. Somebody's going to replace you. Like,
did Jonathan Lloyd start 4 years?
Hey, easy there.
Or Tuan small Porter? Guy. Tuan Porter is who I actually
missed. Tuan Porter was a 3-point machine, first of all. You take that back.
He shot like 20%. Just because he shot the ball 10 times a game from three doesn't mean he was a good 3-point shooter.
Porter was good as a freshman.
He was.
When he was like the 7th most important guy.
There you
and
go.
You know what,
after
Ski,
that, it was not great.
You know what, Ski? That's one good year. And that is one more than DTR. So,
boom. But what I don't get about DTR is in that one game that like Chase Griffin guy started last year against Oregon.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's athletic and will throw the ball down the field. Like, it's not always going to be a completion. But, you know, he runs around. DTR does not run around, and he does not throw the ball down the field, and he is bad. And I still think the Bruins win on Saturday. So listen, +3, lock it up.
Hey, why are we jumping ahead? Why are we jumping ahead? Yeah, I'm going to I'm going to set the scene. I'm going to do like the first set the scene since we restarted the podcast, I think. So coming up on the podcast, we're going to break down the betting lines on all of the Pac-12 games this week, except for two, because they're both the first two are currently happening while we're recording this. We're going to give our top three list. And then I got some trivia. I brought trivia back.
By the way,
Yeah.
I had New Hampshire minus 1.5 and the over at 39.5 against Stony Brook today. And New Hampshire won 27-21. So, I mean.
How much did you put on it?
Just a lot of good faith.
In that cash window for good faith.
Yeah. New Hampshire Mafia,
you know,
baby.
Bet on that game. Could you could really bet on Stony Brook and New Hampshire?
You could bet on Ukrainian ping pong. You could bet on low-level college football.
Somebody out there will take your money.
True enough.
You could have bet on that Bishop Sycamore game. So, yes, you could bet on Stony Brook.
That's a wild story, man. It's a wild story. And it's weird because, you know, it seems to be I'm not really 100% sure on it because I've seen what everybody else has seen, that the school is fake, that the coach was like a felon or whatever. The players are apparently like JUCO level players who failed or something like that. But then like somebody interviewed the quarterback who plays for the team, and he was saying that he's 19. And the only reason he's 19 is because COVID made him like skip a year or whatever. And so he went back and his argument is that this Bishop Sycamore is essentially what IMG Academy is, where it's like a bunch of kids who just go there to play football. They do a little bit of school, but he said he's the oldest player on the team. So yeah, if you're buying that, that's what he said.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did say that.
Yeah. And, you know, to his point, I guess, is if we're talking about a bunch of like JUCO players just getting their shit kicked in by high school players, like that's a little interesting, right? If we're talking about guys who are in their early 20s going up against 16 and 17 year old kids, shouldn't they not be dog shit? I don't know.
There's a reason why they couldn't even cut it at the JC level, though.
So. Yeah, I guess so.
It's not too surprising.
Yeah, but getting blown out the way they're getting blown out. Like, it's just interesting. I don't know. It's a fascinating story.
Oh, there'll be a 30 for 30 on this 100%. It's probably already in the works.
That's how they're going to make their money. And they're making their money on the back end with a 30 for 30. Love it.
Well, one of the aspects of this whole thing is one of the kids was told that the team was going to be spotlighted in like an HBO documentary or something, or a Netflix documentary. That's like how he was pitched to go to.
I was gonna say go to this school, but
play for this team is more actually how it is.
So he's gonna get like his acting career going.
I mean, that's kind of what it sounds like.
I don't know. I hesitate with stories like this, like where one person reports something and then a bunch of people just jump on it. Like I hesitate just because
they don't have a school.
Right. Right.
Like it's like a storage shed.
Well, that's what I'm curious about too. Like these other schools that are sort of like this, like the IMG academies and stuff, like they have physical locations, right?
Well, yes. IMG is different because IMG started as a tennis school. Okay. So like I'm making up the names, but IMG is where like Jennifer Capriati and those people went, and then it transitioned like 15 years ago to football.
But that sounds very similar to what we're talking about, doesn't it? Where like one elite athlete goes to this like quote unquote school where they're going to get like, you know, essentially homeschooled for an hour a day and not really give a shit, but like focus on playing tennis. Like,
sure. I think the difference is they're both fake schools.
Right.
But one is accredited and one is just
made up.
Made up. So IMG is fake too. They're just better at faking it. Like,
yeah. I've always been super suspect of that.
Oh, like,
it sounds like bullshit.
Like, did Chris Duarte go to IMG Academy? Is that where he went before he went to like some Florida JUCO?
Not sure. Good question. If only we had the ability to find that out.
It's not that important.
It's not that
important. Hashtag products.
Not that important to me. My phone's right there, but I'm
sure mine's right here. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Hey, go Gophers!
Yeah. I know it's the same for baseball because Koji Uehara's kid plays for IMG baseball for it, so. Literally, they must have expanded out all the sports.
They did. Like at one point, IMG was like Bishop Sycamore, where it was just like one rich person running a fake school, and it's still a fake school, but they have four walls, a roof, and a curriculum.
Because they had to for tax purposes, basically.
Well, like you said, it started for tennis, where you turn professional at 15. So it was more of a training ground and, you know, I guess get some learning at it. But it was for training professional athletes, like current professional athletes.
Without question. Yeah, it's and basically they get a scholarship for it too. So they're getting paid. They're acting like they're going to school. They might go to like an hour or two a day. But yeah, this is a way for somebody to go to a prep school basically and get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them, I guess.
So I did love, I have no idea who the IMG coach is, right? No one does. You know, it doesn't matter. But whoever that coach is clearly lifted like a moratorium on mocking the story on like Tuesday. Because all of a sudden there are all these players sending out like tweets and IGs being like, that feeling when you just whoop a bunch of grown men 58 to nothing and ain't taking it easy on these men. Hashtag smoke blowing and flex, you know.
Beat a team 58 to nothing and go shoulder tap them for beer.
Yeah.
That's great. Like after a play, you literally shoulder tap them. By the way, man, what are you guys doing later?
You guys see the clip?
Like, shit, I gotta feed my 7-year-old kid.
Yeah, pull up in their Camaro, like open up the trunk. There's a bunch of tall boys in the back.
Did you guys see the clip of Bishop Sycamore's quarterback last year?
The big guy?
Yeah, the guy. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was Jamarcus Russell.
Yes. Yes, he is. But bigger legs than Jamarcus Russell. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
That guy was like absolutely destroying children. Yeah, do we know anything about that guy?
No, I tried to look it up. I couldn't find anything.
That's the guy I want to know about. Like, where's that guy right now? He's like 36. Four is kids.
Is this a story if they didn't play two games in 3 days? Because isn't that kind of what blew the whole thing open?
No, I think what blew it open was, who was it, Tom Luganville calling the game. And in like the second quarter, just be like, listen, folks, we're airing this game because they said they had 71 players. We can't even find their names. So we apologize. I think that's what got it rolling.
That's what did it.
And it doesn't really take that long to figure out if a school is real or not, too, by the way. Like, schools generally have, you know, publicly available information to access. And if you don't have a physical location, that's a pretty good indicator that you're not a real school.
I just can't believe that a fake school, like a really fake school pulling this, has the initials of BS. Like, it's just too perfect.
It's poetry.
Yeah, it is. It's just too good. It's too good.
It's too good. All right, Gophers, finish this out. Let's go.
I think we want Ohio State to win, to be honest.
We 100% want them to win.
Let's go toe SU.
I think we want it like a 17-0 run from Ohio State here.
All right.
Don't want an 0-1 Ohio State coming home to play the Ducks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It's like when Oregon played Michigan after they lost to App State.
Yeah.
Didn't really matter for Oregon. That worked out for Oregon no matter what. there's no. And by the way, like Michigan ended up going 9-3 that year, right?
Yeah, they beat Heisman winning Tim Tebow in a bowl game.
I was talking with my buddy who's a Michigan fan, like about this the other day. Like they basically fired Lloyd Carr before the bowl game. And I remember they hire Rich Rod before the bowl game. And like, they interviewed him on the sideline. They were like, Rich Rod was already the coach before Lloyd Carr had actually been gone. But Lloyd Carr finishes beating Florida in a bowl game and Tim Tebow and finishing 9-3, like winning, like after losing their first two, like going on the run that they went on and you fire him. And then, by the way, look at Michigan since, like how that's gone for them.
Hey, Brady Hoke won a Sugar Bowl. Yeah, put some put some respect on his name.
On Brady Hoke's name. Yeah. Ibrahim is out?
Yeah, I think he popped his Achilles.
Oh, I missed that while we've been talking. Was it really his Achilles?
It kind of looked like it, yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. That was a nice run while he had it. He was killing it today. All right, so let's go Ohio State. Sure. All right, so the Ducks name Brown the starter for this week. I mean, we talked about it a bunch last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago? Shit, like the last month. And so I guess it's not surprising. It's super vanilla and boring. And I think a lot of people are like annoyed by it just because it's on cue Ohio State with a touchdown, by the way. Just because it lacks panache. It lacks, you know, like you want your coach to be Chip Kelly. Like you want your coach to take a risk to not really give a shit about the fact that a guy's a quote unquote super senior and he's been around since the dawn of time. Like that shouldn't matter. Like if a kid is more talented, which I think physically, you know, any one of the three freshmen seem more physically talented than Anthony Brown.
Well, I'm not buying into that Butters guy. Call me racist, but
yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Just not buying into the white guy who throws a wobbly ball. He could be Peyton Manning.
Great white hope.
But, you know, when people call you Butters, I'm just not quite buying in.
Again, this is just for the first game.
Flashbacks.
Like I said, you're gonna see multiple quarterbacks playing against Fresno State.
Depending on how the game goes, like I'm wondering if they have something like what Kyle Shanahan had. Like, did you see the Niners and Raiders last week?
I did not catch that.
I did miss that one.
Week three. Sorry.
Well, curious if because I'm sure they talked about it on SportsCenter or whatever. But so first, the first two drives were Jimmy G starts, and Trey Lance would literally come in for he'd come in for two plays. Jimmy would come in for two plays. They'd kind of swap back and forth based on the kind of defense and the kind of the situational, essentially. And I mean, they ended up running the ball most of the time. Like it ended up being Mostert on runs most of the time, which by the way, he looks very good in the preseason.
He'll go down week three, but it's all right.
Yeah. 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 That's why they drafted running backs. But it worked. I mean, like, Jimmy G ended up running in for a touchdown. Lance ran for a touchdown the next drive. So they just looked, they were fucking humming, man. So who knows if that works against an actual starting defense in the regular season. But I'm curious if that we might see something like that with Oregon, where they might have something for Ty Thompson in like Moorhead's scheme. I hope
he doesn't have packages like that. They just need to do
because that's kind of what Brown had last year, right?
Yeah, I think that just causes more confusion, more people get pissed off because they put them in this very, you know, specific scenario for them to do, you know, good at, and so you're going to assume they're going to do good in that specific scenario. So then, you know, all the controversy comes up more with that. I think you just go if you want to go series, if you want to go, you know, half with it, you know, coming in the second half, like I said, especially if the score is kind of how I think the game's going to go, I'd see the second half kind of being open for Thompson to play.
It kind of, and it depends entirely on the people you're dealing with, I think, because I think in a professional atmosphere, like if you're the 49ers, for instance, where you're professionals, you're getting paid to do your job and somebody's telling you your job is to do it this certain way, then you better have a good attitude about it or they'll find somebody else to do it that certain way. Whereas in college, you're dealing with a lot of immaturity. And so I don't know, you know, and people who have not been there before in the case of Thompson or the other freshmen. And so they might not know how to manage it like emotionally. Or psychologically, So throwing them into that situation might kind of, you know, make them erratic when they're actually playing on the field. So I don't know. We've never really seen a dual quarterback situation work that well.
New Orleans kind of did with Taysom.
Did Chris Leak share with Tebow?
No. Tebow was a gimmick inside the 5 yard line. Yeah. Tim Tebow was a fucking fraud in 2007 or 2004, whatever year that was. I hate it because people are like, well, they split roles. No, they didn't.
He had the jump pass at the 3.
Yes.
Jump pass,
yeah.
He was a goal line gimmick. I hate Tim Tebow.
Well, how are you guys feeling about Brown being named the starter?
It's not a surprise.
I'm fine with it.
It's whatever. I mean, I don't know. We don't know. There's practices aren't open. No one knows anything. Like, we're getting propaganda. That's our only news. I mean, I'm sorry. And if you just go back and look at the spring game, Robbie Ashford was the number one after the spring game. Even though if you look at the stats, Anthony Brown was like 18 of 21 for 210 yards and 2 touchdowns. So, but Ashford threw a pretty spiral, so he was number one. And then after like some random scrimmage at Autzen, Ty Thompson was number one. I don't know if Anthony Brown is good. That's not my point. But I don't know why you would say any of the other guys are definitively better.
Well, clearly not. You got to assume Cristobal would start Thompson if he was better. If he had a better chance to win you the game, you start him, right?
I don't know. Cristobal doesn't strike me. He's pretty risk averse, so.
He's also been riding that Verdell wagon for a while, too, so.
God, we got him for another fucking year.
2 years, right?
Yeah, well, I meant after this year.
Yeah.
Well, unless he goes pro.
Is there a draft for the CFL, you know what I mean? Or arena?
Speaking of Verdell, I did love in the first quarter, whatever, of Ohio State and Minnesota, that Minnesota running back had like a 50-yard run, and there was like 14 tweets on Duck Twitter. Oh, Verdell is gone there. I'm like, no. Verdell either trips at the line of scrimmage or is out with a stinger. He is not gone there.
The turf tackles him for a 4-yard game.
He has had two long runs in his entire career. One against Wazoo and like a 34-yarder against Utah. We don't need to make him a home run threat. We don't have to do that.
Doesn't this QB situation kind of remind you of like the Mariota year and I guess the Herbert one too, because Herbert, we got to watch a little bit. I think Taggart like closed practices that first year. And so nobody really got to watch Herbert in practice. And so when Herbert like actually came out on the field and was slinging it, everybody was like, oh, okay. Same deal with Mariota, right? Because we didn't get to watch Mariota in practice at all. And then all of a sudden he comes out the red shirt freshman year. Well, I guess the spring game, he had that fraud touchdown run where Avery Patterson would have absolutely destroyed him if they were actually tackling people. But
in the spring game, he was going against a guy in Brian Bennett who could not throw the football.
Right. But
it was apparent who was better.
But remember, we had seen him. We had seen Brian Bennett with our own two eyes play against Arizona State, and he did okay. He did well. And so if you've seen somebody play, you're like, oh, yeah, sure, he should probably be the guy. And so you have no idea about Mariota, the three-star recruit. And then you see Mariota play, and you're immediately like, oh, this is different. Okay.
Well, I think the difference is between like the Mariota and Herbert thing is going into that week one against Arkansas State, even though all we saw was some spring game bullshit, I think everyone was really excited for Marcus.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it. Herbert had the tractor as his senior year. I remember seeing people say pull him against Auburn. So I'm just saying,
Oh, Oregon fans.
What? Well, at least here's the thing.
If anybody is a fantastic evaluator of talent, it is University of Oregon football fans. Oh boy.
Well, like I said, at least we've seen Anthony Brown. We pretty much know what we're going to get from him, right?
Yeah, and by the way, let me state overtly clear. That doesn't make sense. That I'm not saying Anthony Brown is Marcus Mariota or Justin Herbert.
No, I didn't. I didn't think you were.
But he's not Brian Bennett, though. I mean, he could throw a football. You know, he could lead an offense. I mean, I have confidence he could lead the offense if Ty Thompson didn't exist. You know, if he was the only quarterback we had, I would be confident in him for the whole year.
Yeah, that is a good question. How would we be viewing this if they didn't have Ty Thompson?
But I also think week two shapes this discussion.
It will.
Because people see Anthony Brown and go, I don't think he can go into Columbus and win.
I think Saturday will shape it if they get similar amount of snaps together.
I don't think he plays a meaningful snap. He gets anything. Why would you do that unless it's that close?
I think it might be. I don't know. But I need to see Thompson play a snap in a real football game. And then you could have then you can make a whole stink about, oh, he should play or not.
Cristobal's like been very clear that it's not going to be a split time thing. Like
it's going to be a blowout, at least playing, you'll see him throw some footballs. That's how I see it at least.
Right. But then watch him, throw a couple touchdowns against third string Fresno players. And then
you'll at least be able to see him throw a ball. I mean, that's just seeing him throw a ball compared to Anthony Brown is a big indicator going into week two.
Some eyeball test stuff.
Like I said, it's a lot easier to throw a football in a spring game scrimmage where you're not going to get touched, as opposed to, grown ass dudes running at you full speed. I mean, we just watched the first half of this Ohio State game. That Stroud dude did not look very good.
Looked bad. He looked like a freshman. Yeah,
exactly. And that's, you got to assume the same thing out of Thompson, right?
Especially because he's a true freshman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least Stroud was on Ohio State last year.
I thought I remember reading he was like a threat to run the football.
Yes, he is not. Yes, he is not. Nope. And listen, that just means he's going to have a 70-yard run on September 11th. 100%.
Remember when he
moves in the pocket fine, but once he tries to run forward, it's not fast.
Remember Twitter? I forget who it was on Twitter who compared Darren Thomas to Dennis Dixon, saying they were the same athletically. It's like, ooh, you're racist. Ooh. Ooh.
I remember a couple years ago when ESPN had Stephen A. Smith doing NFL draft stuff. And he talked about how Dwayne Haskins was like Lamar Jackson. Ooh. And they were like, he had negative yards rushing for all things.
Have you actually seen him run ever? He can't. Nope. He can't run.
That is an interesting wrinkle though with Thompson and Brown. I mean, Brown he could move okay he's pretty big. Thompson, from what I saw, looks like he's got that extra gear to go.
If we're putting in Oregon freshmen to run the ball at quarterback, we're putting in Robbie Ashford. That's not going to be Thompson. That's going
to
be Ashford.
Football though, you have to be able to throw a football. That's the quarterback position.
Stealing bases. Let's go. Minnesota knocking on the door. 5.5 minutes left.
No interception.
They're down two scores. They have no shot.
I will say, Ohio State's defense leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah,
I think that is a fair thing to say.
Yeah, I was talking with Ski about this before we started. Like, I'll believe an Ohio State defense is bad when I see it. They just gave up another touchdown, so I don't know if I'd go as far as to saying they're bad. But they're not elite.
Ibrahim had about 200 before he popped his Achilles.
Yeah, like in the first half.
But he's better than Oregon running back.
Yeah.
Imagine
Oregon with him.
Oh.
You wouldn't even need Anthony Brown.
Give me that blown out ACL and I'll still take him in the back.
Yeah, I will take him with a blown ACL over Verdell and Dye.
Though
that's so fucked up.
I do think it's kind of a granted, we haven't seen what happens with Oregon on Saturday yet. That could be a 7 overtime shit fest.
But I'm guessing their asses handed to them too.
Well, I mean, I guess
we'll see.
Could happen. I get the feeling that Ohio State is showing is going to have to show way more on tape tonight than they wanted to.
Right. Well, 100%.
Or Oregon. I mean, Fresno State's not bad by any stretch, but Oregon could probably play a C plus game and win by
like 17. base offense, run up the bubble screens.
Really boring. Well, that is their offense. Well, it was an Arroyo.
Historically, it has.
Historically, that is the Mario special.
And by the way, not just him. That's been those bubble screens have been dating back a long time.
Yes, but the other coaches ran fun bubble screens. He's just like, oh, hey, it's 3rd and 19 bubble screen.
Like Chip Kelly ran the same bubble screens, but they were quicker.
Yes. Yes. It was like catch, half step, throw.
Yeah.
Arroyo and Mario like to do that 7-step drop bubble screen.
Like when people finally caught up to the tempo, like they realized it was just Chip running the same play back to back to back. And they're like, oh, so this is easy to predict. Go over there. That's where they're going to throw it. Or he likes to run tempo and run the same exact play back to back. Ball's going there. So it had to happen eventually, I guess.
I will say a little caveat, at least for the running game in this game, is they did say Minnesota has the most experienced offensive line returning for it. So maybe one reason why they're running for like 300 yards, but
and a really good running back too.
And a good running, running back.
And that's something Oregon's going to have this year too. Is I mean, they had like the youngest offensive line ever last year, but this year, you know, they're all coming back and they're adding more depth to it. So
didn't they add two? They had 2 5-stars this year.
The O-line should be very good this year, but you never know until they actually.
Here's my hot Oregon take. I don't have any faith in the Oregon offensive line. There, I said it. It's all the same guys. They're starting like Ryan Walk, who weighs like 270.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Is if Oregon's getting all these 5-star guys, why is a walk on from Sheldon starting at right guard?
Where's the 6'9", 380-pound dude?
He's backing up Ryan Walk.
Thank you. How is that possible?
His name is like Ma'asalo the Beast. How could you not play him?
Well, but if we're gonna deep dive on the depth chart, when they had Cam Lewis or Cattleman kicking,
that's
a bullshit depth chart if I've ever seen one.
Mario could be a guy who does do the upperclassman respecter bullshit
kind of thing.
First couple weeks. That is definitely a thing that could be a thing.
I saw the press conference with him talking specifically about that. And he said, he's like, yeah, they took turns. Like, you know, Cattleman had a really good last year. And then Lewis had a great spring. And then Cattleman's been kind of coming on in the fall. And so they've both been playing really well. All I know is in a game, I have seen Camden Lewis be the worst kicker on earth.
And in a game, points.
In the game, I have seen Cattleman not miss. So I don't know what you need to see, Mario. I don't know why you're bringing practice evaluations into kicking when we've seen these guys play in actual games and seen what they're capable of.
All right, let's put it this way. Can you trust your head coach if they run Camden Lewis out there to kick over Cattleman?
It's really telling, right? It's a telling thing. Yep.
I would fire Mario on the spot if he does that.
So like, is he allowed to kick off? Are we seeing?
I think, you know, he kicks off. Yes.
Okay. 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 But if he kicks a field goal, done.
Yeah. Or extra point. You go for two. If he
might as well be Willie Taggart to me, Cristobal.
Yes.
You're dead to me. If Cattleman doesn't kick field goals, you are dead to me.
Probably call a timeout for a Camden Lewis field goal or no.
Throw shit on the field, fans. Throw shit on the field.
I actually think that might be
rattle the cattle.
I think that would rile up the Oregon fan base more than anything else.
Speaking of Cattleman and herding picks, smooth transition. No, let's do our bets. Let's do our betting line, Ski. Let's go.
All
right. We're doing lines. We're doing lines. We're doing lines.
We're doing loads and loads of lines.
Sponsored by Andrew WK.
He's married. He's married to Kat Dennings. Did you know that?
I can see it. She's weird.
They just got married, like, I want to say, like, 6 months ago or something like that. I follow her on Instagram. That's the only reason I know.
Is that a thirst trap follow?
I was going to say, I wonder why we're following Kat Dennings.
Oh, that's... make no bones about that one.
Oh, is she the broke girl? The pale broke girl?
The well-endowed...
girls or
something? The well-endowed broke girl.
Yeah, she was in...
pale. I probably should have... Yeah. Fair enough. Yes. I know who you're talking about.
She was in WandaVision.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
What are our lines, Ski?
With Utah and Arizona State game currently in progress, we're skipping those games. They're throwing
Utah leading Weber State in the fourth quarter. Arizona State, we're not going to get to watch that game because there was a weather delay in the Utah game. So we're only going to be able to tune into that one in like late in the fourth quarter, maybe. Yeah, nobody wants to anyway.
Which is plenty of that game.
Yeah.
All right, first game, Northern Colorado at Colorado, spread 37.5 to Colorado.
That's a lot of points.
Even in a
non-conference game where a team is gonna blow out a team, like 37.5 is a lot because they put them backups eventually. They start running the ball a whole bunch. I think I got Northern. I think I got Northern on this one. Just because of the points, man.
Northern Colo. Well, I don't think I could name a buff right now, but I'm taking them with all the points.
Wow, that's so many points. So like five and a half touchdowns almost.
Pretty much. It's pretty much hanging on that Northern Colorado scoring zero.
You're saying that Colorado is going to score 5.5 touchdowns. That's a big statement against anybody.
Yep.
All right.
King, who you got?
I got the tough buffs.
Tough buffs.
Buffs.
The tough buffs.
Can you name a Colorado player?
Can I name a Colorado player?
Yes, off the top of your head right now.
Carl Durrell.
That's not a person.
Eric Bieniemy. You should know Eric Bieniemy. Yeah, King, Eric Bieniemy is your guy, man.
Speaking of Eric Bieniemy, people like to talk about how they're like how realistic Madden 22 is, you know, or just Madden games in general, right? So I bought Madden 22 the other week.
Did you?
I'm playing it. I did. I skip. I never buy them year by year. 2K. I always skip a year.
Yeah.
And they were like, put it on. I'm the Chiefs. And they're like, oh, and here's the Kansas City offense led by head coach to be Eric Bieniemy. Yeah, you've been saying that, I think, in this game for like 5 years now. Yeah.
They stopped using the EA Sports "It's in the game" motto because so many people kept giving them shit for all the stuff being like so non-realistic in their games, especially with Madden.
Well,
so they're finally like, back off on that a little bit.
I do love when people bitch about Madden and 2K though, because I'm like, cool, go play your Dreamcast. The fuck do you want?
Right. What do you think of what do you think of the college stuff in this one? Like the legends?
It's not fantastic. It's a different game.
The Oregon roster is, I have many questions about.
Yes, but that's all about licensing.
Sure, sure.
So, I mean, that's really not so much in their control. But the actual gameplay is dumb.
Is it bad?
They still call it, so today, I played it this morning. You know, I played it before, but I played it this morning. And Oregon plays Clemson, and Trevor Lawrence throws a touchdown. And they're like, oh, the Jacksonville rookie is fitting right in.
Nice. Attention to detail. So like Herbert throws a touchdown and they talk about him and the Chargers.
Yeah, but you can't throw
Bounce in. Jumps in.
You can't throw in that campus legends thing. Every team throws like 5 interceptions. It's very bizarre. I don't quite get it. I just started playing it yesterday, so I don't really know like what the angle is on why it's so different, but it's way different than if you just turn it off and play Colts versus Titans.
I'm a little confused about their time frame thing with that. How it's going to be gone after a certain
point. Like I don't get it either.
Like what's the point of that shit? Like again, that's licensing for sure, but like if you're going to do a licensing deal, like sign up for the life of the thing. Like it doesn't make any fucking sense. Put it on the disc.
Before we move on, like in my like head I'm going, maybe they rush this one through cuz NIL is a thing. And so now they can start really doing game prep. So they just kind of rush this one through.
I could see that.
But,
get it in before you don't have to pay any college kid anything.
Yeah. Or like the EA bosses being like, hey, we are a couple years away from being able to do a college game. We just got the ability to do this. Shove it into the Madden game.
See how many downloads and whatever, blah, 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 analytics, blah, blah, blah. Like,
analytics.
I got like a pick. I picked off a pass. And they're like, oh, NFL Hall of Famer Mel Renfro with the interception. I'm like,
it's so dumb. It's so dumb.
It's still fun to play.
Yeah.
USC versus Texas or Oregon versus Clemson. Like, it's cool.
It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick.
But it's a gimmick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair, though. It's a video game. They're allowed.
All right.
On to game two.
On to game two. We got Stanford. We got Kansas State. We got Kansas State 2.5-point favorite.
Oh, I'm going K-State all day.
That does feel like a big K-State bet for me as well. Let's go ahead and lock that in. Uh-huh.
I'm taking old Ferd.
You would.
I saw something today talking about Stanford recruiting, so I've taken Stanford. I didn't know if it was positive or negative. I just saw it. That's what we're going with.
Figures the guy giving us all the lines is in favor of the trees, right, King?
The guy giving us lines is doing lines.
Get it? Get it? Get it? He's into the trees too. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
next game we got San Jose State 1-0 San Jose State. They're playing
Spartans.
USC 13.5-point Trojan favorite.
My Spartans, let's go. I have USC. Yes.
Fight on, baby.
Yeah, locking an SC.
Still the best like fight songs in the history of Earth. It's USC. They have like two of them, and they're great.
And then they mix in another one, Fights the Dust, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. I keep you on your toes with that.
Yes.
All right, next. Yeah. We got Beavs. We got better Boilermakers.
Better than Gary Glitter.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Everyone loves Gary Glitter. They don't want to admit it, though. As in, they play their Michael Jackson song. So.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are Kelly jams.
Yeah.
All right. Beavs, Boilermakers. Boilermakers, 6.5-point favorite.
Boilermakers, just because I heard John Canzano say the Beavs would win straight up.
Ooh, yep. That leans me towards
away,
Purdue.
Run away from that. Yeah.
I mean, Breeze and Vinny Sutherland running out there, just lighting them.
I got this. I got Oregon State in that one. How about that? Well, so Oregon State's a 6.5 favorite?
Underdog. Boilermakers
underdog.
Are the favorite.
Oh, yeah. OSU. Give me OSU.
All right. Then we got Kings. We got Montana. And we got Washington. We got UW 23.5-point favorite.
Which you had to create the spread for this one, right?
I know. I saw a line for it.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
UW. It's an FCS school. Yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah, same.
I'm taking UW as well. All right. Ooh, we got the big one. We got another. We got Kings UCLA, and we got LSU. LSU, 2.5-point favorite.
I got UCLA. Ooh. Straight. Ooh. Up.
I'll make a note of that.
Straight up. Charbonnet up the middle, my boy. You know, DTR, my favorite quarterback. Like I've always said,
yeah. He's so good. Legend.
He's so good. He's
so good. All right, I got LSU, and they're my star pick. So,
oh, ooh. Oh, this guy, yeah, boy. Think twice when 37,000 Bruin fans are on their feet in Westwood, baby.
Boy, there were not 30,000 Bruins fans in that stadium.
Wow. No, there weren't.
I also have UCLA in this one.
Ooh, I like cruising for a Bruin.
I liked their running game last year. Adding that dude from Michigan, who, like, again, my Michigan buddy said he was absolute trash for them when he was there. Like, but he scored 3 touchdowns in like the first quarter against Hawaii, which it's Hawaii, but still, that running game is good. They are legit.
Did you see Kayvon Thibodeau's tweet about said UCLA running back?
The Michigan guy?
Yeah. Did he say
that's the best running back I've ever played with?
Yep.
Is that what he said?
And then booger eating duck fans like, yeah. CJ Verdell. Travis Dye's better, and they bullied him into deleting it. And I want to be like, Kayvon, you've net like $1.3 million in the last 6 weeks.
You don't have to listen.
Tell I bleed green and yellow 691472 to shove it up his ass.
And by the way, now that you are getting these deals, your Twitter account should exist only to promote those deals. You should be having somebody run that Twitter account. You should not be interacting with other human beings.
As an aside, now that college players can get paid, do we have to be so nice to them?
Are people nice to college players right now?
I mean, listen.
They pull back. Yeah.
We pull back a little bit, and I was a little nicer to Shuck than I wanted to be. I grit my teeth with some Braxton Burmeister 3-for-17 for 22-yard performances. Now, no, all bets are off. I think we can crush them.
Well, that was it. Your boys in solid verbal just destroying Shuck. Was it Shuck?
Yeah. But nicely, but destroying him.
Well,
hey, listen, he is still a starting quarterback.
He is a starting quarterback.
This goes into the Mets thing, right? Where like all the Mets players and people were defending the Mets players when they were doing the thumbs down thing. And they were saying like that, you know, home fans shouldn't be booing them. No, if you are a professional or you're getting paid to do this and you suck balls, like you're going to get booed. Like that's how that shit works. That's why when motherfuckers like booed Masoli and stuff after he do an arm punt or something, everybody gave Duck fans shit for it. Cause it's like, he's a college kid, man. He's like, what are you doing? Like
Duck fans. Listen, I'm one of them. I get it.
Yeah.
We're kind of assholes.
Yes.
Like, we boo Portland State when they come out of the tunnel. Yes. Why are we booing Portland State? It's a commuter school in Portland. Like, yeah. What are we doing? Fight. They play in the big sky. What are we doing?
I think they're booing the fact that the school is paying them $1 million to play that game.
Who is your favorite? Who is your favorite Oregon quarterback on another team? Shuck at Texas Tech.
Terry Wilson.
Terry Wilson is at New Mexico now.
Terry Wilson, baby.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Terry. Touchdown from Kentucky Terry, to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Touchdown. Terry train rides on to another town. That's wonderful.
Gotta love COVID. That guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That guy is going to start at San Jose State in 2025. Somehow.
Terry Wilson's going to fuck around and have a PhD having played football at four different schools.
He's going to teach a med school class.
He is. Love it.
Speaking of, did you see that clip of Hank Bachmeister or whatever Boise State's quarterback's name is today, that in the middle of the lightning delay in Orlando,
we're logged way, in. Way too early in the year for me to know anything about Boise City. I'm sorry.
He's like a third-year quarterback with Boise.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy.
He beat Willie Taggart. I'm just saying. But he logged into Zoom.
A lot of people beat Willie Taggart.
Just saying. He logged into Zoom from the locker room during a weather delay and was taking a class.
Oh, was he? That's awesome.
Yes.
That's genius. I love that.
You see, full pads, headband on. But hey.
Was it like an actual live class, or was it something he could just do whenever he wanted?
No, like it was a person taking a picture of their laptop of the class.
That's amazing. Honestly, that's one of the best things I've heard in a while. That's good. So cool. All right, let's get back to the betting, I guess.
All right. Next game, we got BYU. We got Arizona. We got BYU 12.5-point favorite.
Oh, give me the Mormons. God. I think Arizona is probably going to go 2-10 because I assume they play like UTEP in Northern Arizona. But I'm not
giving them those.
The Lumberjacks might get them.
They do play Northern Arizona. They do.
Of course they do.
They play San Diego State next week.
Oh, they're going 1-11.
They're going 1-11. There you go.
That's an L for sure. I'm going future Big 12 legends BYU. Let's go.
I'm all aboard. Could train too. All right, we got Nevada and Cal. Cal 3.5-point favorite.
Ugh. Like what would somebody have to give you to make you watch Nevada and Cal?
Ugh. Valium.
I don't think that's going to work. I think it's going to have the opposite effect. Oh, wait, no, you just mean provide you with it, not actually have you take it. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Yes. I'm using this later. I'm using this later when Utah State plays Washington State. God.
I guess I got to go Cal. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this is just some crappy game. Where both middle linebackers from Cal and Nevada will both have 27 tackles.
Yes. I flipped a coin and I got Cal. So that's where I'm at with that game.
Wait, who's the favorite in this one?
Cal is.
So Cal has 3.5. Boy.
Yeah, you're getting that extra field goal, baby, to win it.
That half a point is killing me on this one. Yeah, I'll go Cal. Wilcox still there? I feel like it's been 3 years since I've paid attention to Cal.
All right. On to the other great game in the Pac-12. We got Utah State. We got Washington State. Washington State, 16.5-point favorite.
Give me the Aggies on that one.
Ooh. I think I'm going to go Aggies too.
Ooh.
I like 14. This week. I like 14 in that one being the difference.
All right, I got Wazoo, baby.
Oh, anti-vaxxers checking in.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He's gonna get the Utah State team COVID, and
we should have a betting line based on
two.
Like if a betting line based on if Washington State will play, you know, like 7 games this year. Over under for Washington State, the amount of games they play this year. Set it at like 8.5.
All right, we got two bonus games here. We got Bama and we got the U. Bama 19.5-point favorite.
Roll Tide.
That's my lock.
Honestly, I think I would take Bama up to almost 30 points. That's your lock too with Bama?
Yeah, Bama's my lock. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to call it. Bama's going to win by over 30 easily. All right. The other bonus game, we got Georgia and we got Clemson. Clemson 2.5 point favorites. And I believe they're in Atlanta where they're playing that.
Or
is it in Charlotte?
Charlotte. It's the Duke's Mayo Classic in Charlotte, North Carolina. I you know what? I'm taking Georgia.
Ooh. Dogs.
Interesting. I have no idea who to pick in this one. I'll go Clemson.
Clemson?
Yeah. I think Clemson's forever loaded.
And I have Clemson as well. So, all right.
Big separation game right here, folks.
Yep.
Let's go. JT Daniels, fight on, baby.
Last game.
I'm on that spectrum with the Northern Colorado win.
Yes, so you
that's
are.
Same thing.
All right. Last game, Fresno State Ducks, 20 and a half points.
You going to lock this one, King? Is this your lock?
No, my Bruins straight up is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Boy.
Ooh,
20 and a half.
Factors going against Oregon, I feel like. Fresno played a game. It's at 11 a.m. There's going to be 37,000 people in the stands because it's supposed to be 95 degrees and you got to wear a mask or be vaccinated.
There's smoke.
And then we're talking about forest fires. And, you know, give me the Bulldogs.
I don't like it.
Hashtag fake fan. 20 and a half is tough. It's tough. I also have Fresno. I think it's going to be like 14 or 17 or something like that.
Oh, the fake fan pod.
I know.
Should I clean sweep this for Fresno? I'm taking the Ducks.
Oh,
yeah. Homer. Homer.
You, Homer.
Coward.
You coward. Listen, the Bulldogs have Jake Haener at quarterback throwing to Ty Jones at wide receiver. Two Washington Husky transfers. And if you know anything about the Oregon-Washington rivalry, it's that Huskies always come out on top.
It translates to when they're at other schools, too. Everybody knows it. Oh, shit. All right, we still got a bunch to get to. Let's do our list, and then we'll end with trivia. So who came up with the list idea today? Was that you, Kang?
I think it was. So,
okay, what's our list?
Based on the Bishop Sycamore bullshit, top three fake high schools in movies, you know, or TV that you would have liked to attend.
Love this.
I'll go first.
Yes.
I will say my number three is Lee High School, Dazed and Confused.
Ooh.
I can't really hear that.
Yeah, we lost it.
Yeah,
we heard the intro.
Yep. He was playing the Dazed and Confused music. Were you playing the... There, I'm basically doing it. Same thing. Would you like to have gone there, King? So the line was blurred for the age of girls you could date.
Whoa! No, there was a bowling alley so close.
There you go. It's a great reason. It's a great reason.
Damn. Jesus. All right.
So I didn't get the part where this was like high schools that we would want to go to, like that we wished we could go to. But yeah, I just did top three. My number three is Bronson Alcott High School from Clueless. It's in Beverly Hills, right? It brought so many different people together. You know, you're talking about Cher and Dee. You had Elton needing to go to the quad to get his Cranberries CD. You had the hippie played by what's his face? I don't know.
Rolling with the homies.
They brought in Brittany Murphy and as an outsider to be in their clique. Good stuff. Everybody love everybody.
All right.
That's a different movie.
I have a very asterisk number three because I'm going with San Dimas from Bill and Ted's.
Bill and Ted. Yep.
It is an actual high school. So I don't know if that counts.
I would actually want to go to that high school.
San Dimas High.
I'm going to stick with it. Sticking with it.
I like it. Sorry. I mean, look at the play they had or whatever. I mean, Abraham Lincoln was there. Yeah. Socrates was there, man.
Socrates. I mean, sure. Yeah.
If you're going to that school, you're having the best.
It's rocking out with the Wild Stallions. Shit.
Yes, exactly.
My number two fictitious high school, West Canaan High from Varsity Blues.
West Canaan High.
Going to West Canaan High may have been the opportunity of your life. But I don't want your life.
Vanderbeek. Have you seen anything from Vanderbeek recently?
JBB.
No.
I also follow him on Instagram.
That's another first crap right there for you.
So he is who he is. You know what he looks like. His wife is also very, very blonde. They had like four kids and all daughters, and they are the blondest family in the history of Earth. Like the whitest, blondest family in the, like, you have ever seen in your whole life. Like luxurious flowing hair. Like everybody, he even has it now. Like just, they're off like some like creepy gift card or something like that. I don't know, man. It's weird. Really nice guy, but you know. My number two, Ridgemont High. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Because you can get pizza delivered there, dude.
Never seen it, which is weird.
Yeah.
Never seen it, yeah.
You can go your life without seeing it. You'll be fine.
Well, it has the infamous, who is the actress that throws her titties out there in the pool scene?
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, yep.
That's the only scene I know.
Are you thinking of Ferris Bueller?
No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe it's not Phoebe Cates? No, isn't it Phoebe Cates?
Yeah, we got to learn that before we're done. We don't want to leave that up to Twitter. Yeah, ooh, anyway, so that's my reasoning.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates, all right, fair enough. Yeah, again, I haven't seen that movie in
Speaking of Phoebe forever. Cates.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. My number two is the Central High Wildcats from the movie Wildcats.
Goldie Hawn?
Yep. Hanging out, you know.
Wesley Snipes
and Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, that is mid-80s.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Goldie Hawn comes in to coach the team.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was the first Snipes and Woody together before they did White Man Can't Jump.
I didn't know Snipes was in that.
Yeah.
Huh. Did he have like a small role as just one of the players or something?
No,
like
he was
that,
one of the main players.
Really?
And high school student, I guess. These ones.
Wasn't there some like really corny song in that movie or am I?
I'm sure it ended after they won or whatever with some.
By the way, speaking of like old people playing high school football, like movies are so notorious at that, like casting like 30-year-old guys to play high schoolers. Oh, I gotta love that.
Fun fact of Wildcats.
Sure.
Goldie like Hawn's character was named Molly McGrath. Molly McGrath is now an ESPN football person.
Mm.
Well, all right. Isn't she the one who was dating Lane Kiffin or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just the facts, but do you care?
So was that your one?
That was my two.
Hey, Nipsey Russell was in that movie. I forgot about that.
Hey.
So, King, you're up for your one then. Okay.
My number one fictional high school is Bayside High, Saved by the Bell. Because when you wake up in the morning and the alarm goes off without warning, and you don't think you're going to make it on time. By the time you grab your books and you give yourself a look, you're at the corner just in time to see the bus
flying by.
It's all right. Why? Because you're saved by the bell.
All right, but here's the question. Were you guys Lisa Turtle guys or Kelly Kapowski guys? Because no one was a fucking Jesse Spano guy. That's a fact.
Though, in fairness, she had the best scene out of all three.
Yeah.
What, the drug one?
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
Because she got addicted to caffeine pills.
Yeah. Prepping for that Showgirls.
Holy shit.
I think at the time I was a Kapowski, but as time goes by, I'm a Turtle.
I was always a Kapowski. Always.
There's no wrong answers there.
No. No wrong answers.
Absolutely not.
All right, we got to go because we got trivia. We got like 7 minutes. My number one, East Compton High in Bring It On.
It's already been brought.
If Gabby Union's in my high school, I'm going to that high school. Period. Yeah.
End of story. All right. My number one is Polk High. The famed Al Bundy. Polk High in touchdowns.
I missed that. That's good, man. That's good. You had the best Hall of Fame ever in a high school.
Between Wildcats and Married with Children. You are in a different demo.
You are, dude. You are, dude. We know what your sweet spot is.
Hey, I was gonna bring up the Best of Times too, another like 80s classic, but left it on the table.
All right, let's get to trivia. We have 7.5 minutes. Let's see how much we can do. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. So Fresno State trivia. Your first question, King. What is the official name of Fresno State?
Fresno State Agricultural University.
Incorrect. Your options. California State University, Fresno, University of California at Fresno, or Fresno State University?
I'm going to go the second one.
That is incorrect. It is California State University, Fresno, comma, Fresno. All right, Ski. What does the V signify on their helmets?
Victory?
I know it.
It is incorrect. Your options. Oh, do you just know it?
It's the valley.
But which valley?
Name them.
San Fernando Valley, the San Joaquin Valley, or legendary running back Dave Valley.
San Joaquin Valley.
It is the San Joaquin Valley.
All right.
1-0. All right, King. What is the team Fresno battles every year in the battle for the oil can?
Sounds like a trip to the South Bay to take on the San Jose State Spartans.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Your option, Ski. What? San Jose State, San Diego State, or UNLV?
Gotta be San Diego State.
It is San Diego State. San Diego State leads the series 30-25-4. The oil can trophy comes from a 1930s era oil can hailing from Fresno that was found at a construction site in San Diego State.
That is so Fresno.
I wish that was made up. Oh, God. Okay, Ski, this one's you, right? Yeah. Fresno has had 5 first round picks in their history. Who is the only player to go number one overall?
Which one of the Cars was it? Derek Carr?
That is incorrect. David Your Carr. Options, King. David yeah, it's David Carr. Ah. Yep.
Houston Texans inaugural.
I got to be honest, though. I'm with you in knowing the difference between David and Derek Carr. Yep. I could like look at them and tell the difference probably, but you seeing them like written down, it's like, I don't know which one is which.
They both wear wedding rings while playing quarterback. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So this one is King. Which now retired head coach is one of Fresno's all-time leading passers as a player and went on to coach them later in his life? He is retired now.
Jeff Tedford.
That is correct.
Oh,
nice guess. Who is Fresno's all-time leader in career passing yards and passing touchdowns, Ski?
I'm going to go with one of the Cars again. I'm going to stick with it. Derek Carr.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nice work. It's not even close either, by the way. It's like he's almost 13,000 yards and 113 career touchdowns. King, who is Fresno's all-time leader in coaching wins?
Pat Hill.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Your options, Ski. Pat Hill, Tim DeRuiter, Jim Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Yeah, that's correct. Pat Hill was like the one that was supposed to like fool you guys. Yeah. You kind of jumped on that one.
Fired.
I know. A lot of coaches who get a lot of wins get fired quickly. Eventually. Like, yeah.
He was there very quickly.
Yeah, he was. But he's also one of the coaches you have heard of. So there aren't many. All right. So this one's Ski too, right?
No.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. what is the name of Fresno's bulldog mascot?
Garbage can?
King, your options.
Oil drum.
Are...
if there's picking up trophies out of the dump, then, I mean, I was semi-safe with that guy.
We picked it up out of a construction site, and it's their trophy. Oh, all right. Your options, King. The Bulldog, Harry, or Timeout?
Fuck. I don't Harry. I don't. Harry.
That is incorrect. It is Timeout.
Timeout?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be, that's Mario Cristobal's dog's name, right?
Oh, whoa. Easy there, big fella.
It was a live bulldog until 1981. They changed it to a mascot. King, your options, or no, your question. Which legendary basketball coach played at Fresno before moving on to coach UNLV and the Spurs in the NBA?
Tark the Shark.
That is correct. All right. So
he coached like 11 games, by the way.
So we have two more questions. King leads 4-3. Which wideout holds the single season records with 131 catches, 17, 18 yards, and 24 touchdowns?
Well, I only know one receiver, so I'm going to go Devontae Adams.
No.
That's correct. That's
I knew one.
It's a hell of a season, by the way. 131 catches and 24 touchdowns? Jesus. All right, so whoever gets this one wins the whole thing. We have timed this out very well, by the way. Got to give us credit for that. So this is for King. Which streetball legend who went on to play in the NBA for over 10 years, played in the NBA for over 10 years, played his last year of college ball at Fresno?
Rafer Alston.
That is correct.
Oh, oh baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, it's good. It's good.
By the way, do you see what the professor is up to right now?
No, what's he doing?
He's dressing up as a Bugs Bunny in Toon Squad gear and taking on people on the
court. Yes, I saw him. He was doing like Spider-Man for
it's
a
so
while,
disrespectful.
Too.
The way he looks at people in his costumes, he looks at them and then does a shot. It's so disrespectful. I would be heated if fucking Bugs Bunny came in and cooked my ass.
I'm kicking Bugs Bunny's ass. Yeah, I'm stomping him in front of my kid. Let's go.
Shout out to Salem, by the way. McNary High, the professor.